The episode you're about to listen to is a special edition of The Startup Show, recorded during Grit Daily's live event at South by Southwest. Here we have an expansive range of topics and featured experts from various industries. Enjoy.
Hello, I'm Emily Berg, and I'm here today at the Grit Daily house at South by Southwest with Danny Tomsett, the CEO and founder of Unique, UNEEQ, also spelled very uniquely. And he is a pioneer in the AI field and industry leader. He's pushing boundaries in human experiences with AI and creating that deep relationship, which is something super unique. Pun on the word, unique. And Danny, it's so good to have you here. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Emily. Yeah, it's great to be with you today. Great to have a conversation.
Yeah, I mean, I've already learned a little bit about you giving Sophie the chat AI. Do you call it a AI bot or AI? What's Sophie's technical term on your website?
Well, she's definitely AI, so that's fair.
Okay.
That's definitely fair. I think it's she's a digital human. That's what we call digital humans.
Okay.
And we call Sophie a digital human because the word avatar means so much in different contexts, right? An avatar could be a picture, it could be a game character,
right?
It could be in a movie, it could be the name of a movie. So digital human was created to define an avatar that's very high fidelity, very high realism, that comes to life through AI so that you can talk and interact.
Yes.
And they can listen, they can respond to you, answer questions and help you. So that's really what a digital human is. That's what Sophie, that Sophie is the name of our brand ambassador, our digital human. And that's what our customers do. They create their own brand ambassador, a digital human with a name, and people can interact on all sorts of devices.
Yeah, I mean, I was fascinated. Sophie was able to give me your bio in Japanese. And it was just so cool to just, even before we had this interview, to be able to experience what your company offers. And it's definitely unique.
Yeah, definitely unique. You're going to have fun with that pun, I can
yes,
see.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, that's the AI part, which is so amazing, is we can create content in one language. But because of AI, Sophie can speak 74 languages and basically translate that in real time based on however you prefer to talk to her. And that's the coolest part of where we're at today. You can just talk not just in the language, the dialect, but just even in your style. Like yeah. In the old days of chatbots, right? You have
right.
to be so specific for it to be able to do something useful. And if you changed context, then it would say, I'm sorry, can you please try say that in a different way? And you're just like, ah, this is so annoying. Whereas where we are with generative AI and the new AI technologies like Sophie and what we're doing, she can just understand what you're talking about and help you out.
Yeah, she already helped us this morning.
She did.
So with that, Sophie and the other digital humans that you create for brands, like what are those, what's the gap that you're in, the white space that you're solving for your clients?
Yeah, good question. So for us, you know, the thesis that I started this company on was that as we become more reliant on machines and self-service, you know, you think about how many things you do through an app today or a kiosk, or think about how you even travel on airlines now.
Yeah.
Self-service is not going away. It's accelerating. But what I saw was a huge gap in how do we create that human connection, that X factor, so that people still feel like their emotions can be addressed. So a good example of an emotion could be anxiety. It could be intimidation. It could be doubt. And just giving people information on a screen is not necessarily dealing with the emotion. I think most of us have an example in our life where that's so true, right? Now I'm trying to search, I'm trying to figure this out, and all I want to do is just talk to someone who can listen to me, hear what I'm trying to say, not have to say it perfect, and go, I know what you're talking about. Let me take care of that for you, or here's a recommendation. And that's where we really move from search and information to match and experience. And that's really what our problem we care about. We care about the design of emotion. We care about how do we think about someone's emotion in this experience, and is it useful to have a human connection, a human touch? Is it useful to design the conversation in an empathetic way or a humorous way? And I just love what we do in this space because it's something that's never really been done well in human to machine. And when you do it well, it's so game-changing. Honestly, it's the new internet. It's like what we were doing with mobile when that came out. And basically, you had brands that used mobile and brands that didn't. The ones that did adapted and adopted to mobile, they are winning brands. And those who didn't got left behind. I think AI is going to be exactly the same.
So, yeah. And so Sophie is Unique's digital human, you said.
Yes.
So if another company or corporation were to come to you and say, hey, I want a Sophie-like type of digital human, how is that curated? Is it, do you take like an inventory, like we use the marketing term like an avatar, or do you have like a specific onboarding? Like tell us about that process. So it sounds like it's very customized.
Totally. Every brand is so unique. Thus, the name of our company is it was called Unique because we understand that brands need to be unique. They need to think about how they embody themselves in a way that their customers can connect at that more personality level, not just colors and logos. And so the experiences we create start with how do the digital humans even look? And so there is an onboarding process. It's a really fun process. We run a series of workshops with our clients to help them understand more about who is the audience. Are we trying to create choice? Is it more than just one digital human, which is a really great way to solve some of the challenges? Or is it more about we're trying to create a digital human that really captures the essences of our brand? It could be all sorts of things that influence that. And it's customized so it can be anything, even a character. So it doesn't actually have to be human. So if you're imagining a human right now, that's the majority of what we do. But it could be the Geico gecko talking to you and, you know, all right then, so you want some insurance, do you? You know, like this is the fun of what you can now do.
I love that. And the accent to boot. Yeah. I mean, and you have some incredibly noteworthy clients that you've already worked with. And what is the process that you went through with one of them specifically?
Yeah. So we recently actually just announced our launch with Qatar Airways. And Summer is their digital human. And she's part of the flight crew. And so she's been developed in such an amazing way where people can experience not just an interaction with Summer, but they can even go onto their Qverse and start to visually see inside the cabins and understand what's actually offered in business class and be able to ask Summer questions while you're looking through the cabin. And I think these are the kind of experiences, again, that just give people more confidence to make decisions. The other really nice thing about Summer with technology like this is, you know, you can ask lots of questions that aren't easy to find information on. In the past, if you said, can I bring my Labrador on the plane? A lot of the challenges with those chatbot systems, things like that, they didn't know a Labrador, wasn't able to make a connection between a Labrador and a dog. They had tons of information on dogs, but couldn't connect Labrador to dog. That's the change in AI now, is you can just say Labrador knows it's a dog, knows what data that it's going to pull from to answer that question, and you get really helpful information. So Qatar is doing a phenomenal job with the quality and the experiences they're creating. And I think another really good example would be, one of my favorites is Deutsche Telekom, because they really understood that a lot of their customers struggle with technical terms like gigabytes and usage and how many wireless access points do you need in your home. And if you're not like a tech expert and have got experience in that, that can be intimidating to make those decisions through self-service. You'd much prefer to talk to an expert. Problem is, experts aren't easily available and you often would have to go to a branch or one of their retail stores, and that's not always available in experts who can help you. And so if you could go online and there's an expert there to talk to and just talk about your needs, then all of a sudden the whole dynamic changes. So their conversion rates exceeded their expectations. I mean, they went above 5 times conversion. It was amazing. Mm. And so I love that they designed for the emotion and got the conversion rates up because they focused on the emotion.
Fascinating. Yeah, so it's not just creating the digital human to have somebody online, an online presence to create the connection, but you're problem solving. The digital human is there to problem solve and,
totally.
And help the relationship grow.
Exactly. And marketers have known for a long time, personalization is the key to effective marketing. And so now we have this experience that's so hyper-personalized because it is dynamically changing based on what you are saying as an end customer. So if I say anything that's important to me, everything is now changing to respond to that need. Mm-hmm. Versus as a marketer trying to figure out who I am in advance and then try to hit me with content or create a website and you're trying to heat map the website to figure everything out. Now you don't have to worry as much about that as long as someone is willing to have a conversation. And that's just knowing what are the typical use cases that exist where people are more likely to want an interaction, not just a quick transaction, right? Mm-hmm. Interaction is I feel like I need to talk to someone. A transaction is I'm good. I just need to click buy now. Thanks. I don't need to talk to you, right? So, yeah.
That's so fascinating. I mean, just the world in and of itself in AI, it's like, is this a fad or is this going to be something like our cell phone that we have in our pocket and we like can't live without? What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah. And I think, you know, that connects to the topic really well of our podcast because, you know, this is beyond a fad. You know, there are technologies we've seen come and go, and this is not the first time AI has come and gone. So, I mean, it dates really far back and you've got now a time though where we've got a big difference between someone, you know, demonstrating AI can beat someone in chess and an organization being able to take 70% of their traffic from the call center and manage all that through self-service. That is hugely disruptive, hugely valuable, but also hugely disruptive because, you know, we're talking millions and millions of dollars of now revenue that can be applied in different areas in that organization. That has never existed in AI. That never existed for Metaverse. Metaverse came, kind of went. Metaverse will come back. But AI is certainly here to stay. And the investment going into AI right now is also significant. Mm. And because of that, you know, I think we're going to see many, many big shifts. Even if you look at the startup ecosystem, the majority of startups, I heard a stat that was over 90% of startups are now AI startups in some form, right? And I think these kind of disruptions, these kind of applications are going to become more embedded in our day-to-day lives and the way that businesses are thinking about optimizing, improving. The internet will fundamentally change with AI. I believe that, as I said earlier, it's going to move out of this information age. And you could argue, like, we tried to move into experience age with different technologies and mobile and VR, but ultimately I think the experience age becomes a reality with AI because it can create content in milliseconds that's dynamic and it's personalized to you. And that's the true experience, I think, that shifts the internet.
Do you think the fear might be just the unknown with AI, or is it like people really thinking it is going to take over our jobs? And like, I mean, we saw with the writer's strike, you know, that was based on AI. So like, what are your thoughts to those that are like, you know, kind of closing the door before it's even cracked open when it comes to your industry?
Yeah, I think the fear of unknown is very valid, right? Like, it's a normal human response. And I think there's been disruption through technology plenty of times that we can point to. Mm-hmm. Even the plow for agriculture, or, you know, like and manufacturing. So I think we can see that technology is going to have a pretty disruptive impact forever. This is probably going to be a very big one that we might not have seen before. Mm-hmm. And I think that the challenge of it is about responsible ways of navigating the disruption. I don't think the question is there disruption or not? 100% there's going to be disruption. It's very clear from what I can see in technology today that's already there. It can do a very good job, incredibly good job, and it can help take a significant amount of traffic out of call centers, as an example. And so I think call centers will be one of the areas that will have big disruption, and not the only, but I think that is a very obvious one. And so when I think about what are the responsible discussions, what is organizations' responsibility in this, you know, for the majority of customers we deal with, they take this on board very seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Like they are repurposing budgets into upskilling and reskilling. And the other exciting thing that goes along with this that it isn't talked about as much, but the level of new jobs that come from AI. I just talked about like 90%+ of startups. Those are all new companies that are going to need to hire new people and have new roles. And some of those companies are going to turn into unicorns, and some of them will be the next Google, the next Facebook. And so that's going to expand. And then you've got inside organizations. Often when we talk to organizations, we talk about an operating model. Like AI is not something you just plug in and you leave alone. AI is something that you're constantly investing in to curate, to improve. You have new products that come out. You've got new policies that you need to include. So you're constantly having to bring that into the AI and curate it, QA it, make sure it's really good and reliable. Does it protect the brand? You've got these new edge cases that keep coming up where someone might start forming a relationship with your AI, and now you have to think about how do we deal with those situations. These are all new roles in many cases that don't exist today, and organizations are really starting to think about how do we reinvest what we save on one side into these roles. Mm-hmm. Because this will become an important part of our business in the future.
Yeah, that's a really good highlight that even though it's problem solving in one end, you're still going to need potentially a human to work with the digital human to be able to make sure that it's curated to what you're saying, which I think is important.
And, you know, I want to make this point too, which is a lot of what we deal with in our organization, there is not enough human resources to solve those problems. We work in education and training. There is not enough specialized training and educators to help. In lower decile regions, giving access to technology skills to be able to help kids interview well, to get jobs. You know, where's the access to those people? And it's not there. And so there's this level of equality that we can bring through AI that we've never been able to do before because you can't solve it. You've got doctors and nurses, highest burnout rate ever, and we have a big understaffing shortage in so many states across the US right now. How do you solve that? You can't just instantly stand up more doctors and nurses, train them and get going. It's a long-term problem. And so with AI, though, you can take a huge amount of some of the burden, which is like information, like giving people access to a digital human that answers questions for them, that helps them feel better. They might have had an operation and they've got questions about the medication, how they're feeling, how often should they be walking during the day? Can they walk in the first 3 days? Is it a good idea? Like all these questions, which typically if you're given a pamphlet, you're not going to get answers to. So you end up, what happens? People end up making their own judgments sometimes, going off medication when they shouldn't, all these things. And they end up getting readmitted back into the system. And it costs us billions and billions, actually over $100 billion of just that problem alone.
Wow.
And think about the nurses and the doctors and the overhead for them having to manage that. So this is the transformation that AI will bring in such a positive way. And we will need to manage the disruption as well. And I think we can do that in a responsible way. And so those two things, I think, are really important to always be aware of.
Wow. Thank you, Danny. I knew this was going to happen. We'd have more and more questions, and I feel like I still have more, and I'm sure people listening do too. So where can we find you? Where can we get to know more about Unique and all of the things that you and your team are creating?
Well, the first thing I would really encourage anyone to do is go to our website, because you can meet Sophie as well. So it's www.uniqueunique.com or digitalhumans.com. Take you to the same place. And there you'll find a lot of information, and talk to Sophie. She'll help you find what you need as well. And if you're wanting some face-to-face time with the team, there's a way to also ask Sophie to book that. Or you can just click on the book a demo as well. So we'd love to talk to anyone who's interested.
Love that. And I'm on my way to get my own Sophie for my life, because who doesn't need that? Thank you. Thank you so much again for your time.